we check in on the KSRO live line with Edie Brandley, who is the glue that holds the Healdsburg St. Patrick's Day celebration together. Good morning, Edie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the parade is going, it has been going on since 7 a.m. I have to ask you, whose idea was it to have a St. Patrick's Day parade at this hour of the day?
Ooh, I might give up too many secrets if I do that one. Listen, it all started 22 years ago, and I just started working at the B&B. And my manager at the time was Bobby Carroll, and I wasn't there for the very first parade, but I saw him on the 18th, and I said, Bobby Carroll, do you guys do anything for St. Patty's Day? And he said, sure, doll, we have a parade. And I was born and raised in San Francisco. We've never missed a St. Patty's Day parade. I was no more excited than anybody else. 6 months later, he came back to me. He goes, you know, I was kidding. I go, too late now. He was a great guy, and I'm telling you, and I'm just in awe of today's parade. I mean, each year it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It really is. It's just...
Well, what's it like out there right now? What's it like out there right now in Healdsburg?
I'm telling you, it's packed. It's absolutely packed. Can you hear everybody?
Just about.
I'm really... And you know what? We would love to have you guys out here maybe next year.
Well, why not broadcast the news live from the B&B Lounge in Healdsburg on St. Patrick's Day? I say, why not?
This is a throwdown.
Larry, what do you say?
This is a throwdown. I've got a place to put you guys. If you stay and have lunch with us, please. We'd love to have you.
My question is this. What time do you do the first shot of Jameson?
Was that 6 o'clock?
6 a.m. Yeah, the B&B Lounge has been open since 6 a.m. What about people who have to go to school and kids who have to go to school and people who have to go to work, Edie?
Well, that 7 o'clock is perfect. I'm not kidding you. We go as far as from Sanderson Ford all the way around the plaza and back, which is a sprint, and you can still get to school on time. You know, it really is. It's really easy. It's sweet. And just the camaraderie is just amazing. I mean, it really is. I'm absolutely in awestruck right now as I'm looking from the corner and I'm looking at everybody. I'm in awestruck.
Well, it's easy to be awestruck, of course, on St. Patrick's Day, especially if you're watching a parade at this. I mean, the New York St. Patrick's Day parade hasn't even started yet.
Well, you know what? We've got to do something ahead of New York there.
Well, Healdsburg also, I mean, you have kind of a tradition of doing parades at unusual time. There's this one today and, of course, the Twilight Parade that comes up
exactly.
A little bit later in the year. So,
We live in the greatest town. I'm not kidding you. We live in the greatest town ever. I've been here 22 years, and I would never think about living anywhere else.
And what kind? Okay, describe to me some of the people or floats or things that are in the parade this year.
Everybody's dressed up. I think this year more so. It looks like everybody is dressed up. I mean, they've really kind of taken this parade and they've nurtured it into their own. I mean, I'm telling you, I was walking alongside a lady that I had met here 5 years ago, and we pulled her off the sidewalk. She just happened to be staying here for the weekend, not knowing that she came back. And she's dressed up, and she's in the parade. The parade.
Well, that's fantastic. It's certainly a different look in Healdsburg than most tourists get,
yeah.
That's for sure. Well, Edie, thanks so much for being with us and giving us a little flavor of St. Patrick's Day in Healdsburg this morning.
And I'm serious. I'm going to make room for you guys next year.
All right.
To want you up here.
All right. All right. Warm up the corned beef, that's for sure. Thanks, Edie.
Yeah, right.
That's Edie Brandley working on the St. Patrick's Day parade and working on the celebration at the B&B Lounge for St. Patrick's Day in Healdsburg.